The world is changing. Inspiration is everywhere. It has never been so easy to connect, share, and bring people together. We're learning from others and finding the best in ourselves. Challenging our beliefs. Sharing our vulnerability. Overcoming our fears. Transforming ourselves so we can transform the world. How far can we go?
This is London Real. I am Brian Rose. My guest today is...
This is London Real. I am Brian Rose. My guest today is David Icke, the English author, broadcaster, and public speaker. For the past 30 years, you have been known as a professional conspiracy researcher, making it your mission to expose who and what is really controlling the world. You are the author of over 20 books and have lectured in over 25 countries, speaking live for up to 10 hours to tens of thousands of people from all walks of life. In 2020, you and I conducted an epic series of 5 record-breaking, long-form live broadcasts, which fundamentally changed the world, allowing tens of millions of people access to an alternative narrative that was crucial in understanding the complicated and challenging times we faced. After 18 months, we sit down again live today, quite simply because it is our right, our fundamental human right to freedom of speech. As I've said before, David, while I don't agree with everything you say, I will defend to the death your right to say it. I'm excited for this conversation today, and I will also be amazed if we make it through this broadcast without being blocked, banned, censored, and deleted once again. So, David, welcome back to London Real.
Thank you, Brian. It's like another lifetime I last sat here now. I mean, time's an illusion anyway, but it seems to be passing so fast.
Yeah. And it's perfect because we can get perspective on what we talked about and what's happening now. So I appreciate you being here. I just want to start by reminding everybody that we are streaming live now on our Digital Freedom platform. It's a censorship-free, independent broadcasting system that was built back in 2020. It's of the people, by the people, for the people. And it's available exclusively on our website at freedomplatform.tv. Can everyone watching us right now please share this link via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels, Telegram chats, email lists. Let me just repeat that. Can everyone watching now please share this link via the sidebar to all of your channels? This is really important. Simply ask your friends and family to give us 15 minutes and then they can decide. During our 5 conversations in 2020, nearly 75% of our viewers came from sharing this episode. So again, if everybody could share this all to your contacts and your platforms. David, I pledge to you and everyone watching this that none of this conversation will be edited, censored, removed, or banned, and that anyone in the world can watch the full version of this episode for free at freedomplatform.tv. Here at London Real, we've been fighting for freedom since 2011, and David, I'm pleased to have you back here today. Before we start, I want to take a couple minutes just right now and bring everybody up to speed on exactly what happened in 2020 when you and I conducted 5 live stream conversations on London Real because I think it's highly relevant to the world that we face today. So let's go back. On March 18th, 2020, we kicked off the Rose Icke series with our first conversation of the year, where I asked you to help make sense of the early days of the pandemic. There was a global market crash, and the UK wasn't yet on total lockdown. The episode immediately went viral and was watched over 10 million times by people from around the world that were keen to listen to a different narrative than that was being presented by the mainstream media and the governments. Then, on April 6th, we broadcast Rose Icke 2, which became the second largest YouTube live stream in the world that day, the first being that of the President of the United States. And with over 65,000 concurrent viewers, that was 4 times our previous live stream, that episode was expected to reach 40 million views, David, which would have made it the largest video podcast in human history. But 30 minutes later, you were here when it happened, the entire live stream episode was deleted, censored, and banned on YouTube with no explanation and no communication with us. Soon after, London Real was deleted, censored, banned, and deplatformed on every major technology company. YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Dropbox, PayPal, and many more. We were libeled in nearly every mainstream media publication, vilified by governments and regulators around the world. At this same time, David, you remember you were completely deplatformed from both Facebook and YouTube. While the UK regulator Ofcom censored the broadcast of Rose Ike One that they put on the television channel London Live. Right? In response to all this, we decided to build our own digital freedom platform with the worldwide help of hundreds of thousands of members of the London Real Army. And on May 3rd, we successfully live broadcast Rose Ike 3 to over 1.3 million unique viewers, making it the biggest live stream of a conversation in human history. Here we went deep on issues of economic totalitarianism, big tech censorship, and the upcoming vaccine agenda. We concluded the year by broadcasting Rose Ike 4, and finally, Rose Ike 5 on location at the Isle of Wight near your home because you refused to wear a mask on public transport. And we respected that decision. Both episodes challenged the disproportionate response to the virus. They emphasized our sovereign right to our bodies and our minds. On a personal note, David, these were some of the most challenging times of my life, but also some of the most rewarding. During the 2020 lockdown, we never missed a single day of work here at London Real. We continued to broadcast three controversial and groundbreaking live stream episodes every single week from the leading doctors, scientists, economists, entrepreneurs, U.S. congressmen, Nobel Prize winners, and four-star generals. In total, we produced 57 live stream episodes on our digital freedom platform that would have otherwise been censored and banned by the big tech companies. It's important to note that in 2020, other independent media platforms like the Joe Rogan Experience, the Tim Ferriss Show, and Tom Bilyeu's Impact Theory went completely silent. We heard nothing from them. In 2020, London Real was the single source of real, uncensored, long-form conversations in the world, and I'm proud of that fact to this day. But towards the end of the year, I started to wonder if broadcasting video was doing enough. I looked at my home city of London, I witnessed the devastation taking place economically, psychologically, and I could see the long-term damage that it would be in everyone's lives forever. David, I've got two sons, they're 4 and 5 years old, and I thought that 20 years from now, they would ask me this question. Daddy, what did you do during the great pandemic of 2020? Did you make another video or did you do something about it? So on November 1st, 2020, I announced my plans to be the next mayor of London. And I spent 7 months traveling over 5,000 miles on my battle bus to every single one of London's 32 boroughs, talking to real people in real communities about real problems. We published a 50-page detailed manifesto showing how to safely get London back to work, use science-based protocols, solve knife crime, improve transport, and build housing. I was also famously banned from campaigning by 10 police officers who surrounded me in 5 police vans. All this was captured on a video that went viral. Needless to say, we were on the road the next day fighting for free and fair elections. David, on May 8th, I went to City Hall. I remember like it was yesterday. And I was told I would not be the next mayor of London. And we learned that politics would remain business as usual for now. At this point, David, I realized there was one freedom that maybe was the most important of all, financial freedom. So we began educating the world about money, on how to unplug from the corrupt centralized financial system built by banks and governments that has exploited people for way too long. We began educating the world on cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, and blockchain. As a former banker of 15 years, I have inside knowledge on how people have been controlled and exploited via their money by these institutions for thousands of years, and I believe decentralized finance is the one thing that can save humanity. Before we start, I want to ask everyone again watching this to please take a few seconds, share this link now via the sidebar to any and all of your channels. Again, ask your friends and family to give us 15 minutes and they can decide. David, let's begin and get your perspective. Now, almost 2 years later, on the events of 2020 and how they shape our current reality of 2022.
Well, I have a phrase, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. If you don't know the outcome, i.e. where we're being taken, then daily events appear to be random. This is happening, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening. But when you know where we're being taken, then those apparently random events become very much connected. And you can see, far from being random, they are stepping stones towards that outcome. So, as I said in the first of these interviews in 2020, look at the potential at that time for transforming human society on the basis of the COVID hoax. It has been a massive example of something I dubbed back in the 90s, problem, reaction, solution. And there's another version of this, which is a no problem, reaction, solution. And what you do is you create a problem or the illusion of one, the perception of one. You tell the public through an unquestioning media, have we seen that in the last 2 years or not? The version of the problem you want them to believe. And you want them in a state of fear, in a state of anxiety, in a state of being open to the world being changed to deal with the alleged problem. And then at that point, you who have covertly created the problem or the illusion of it, got that public reaction, basically do something, or we're open to a solution being suggested. You then offer the solutions to the problems you have yourselves created. And those solutions are the incessant centralization of power, the incessant deletion of freedom, and the imposition of ever-gathering fascism on the fine detail of people's lives. Now, that is not something that I was talking about in the wake of the COVID era. That was in my books, what I've just said, back in the 1990s. So when this card was played in early 2020, it started to motor, didn't it? Out of China, and we could talk about why China. I could see immediately that this was a, if not a problem reaction solution, then a no problem reaction solution. I was open to either at the time. But the potential for global transformation of human society was so vast, it was obvious to me that this was no, again, random happening. Because, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I'm in the 32nd year now. And, you know, I've looked at this on many different levels, including the psychology of those behind it, what I call the global cult. We can get into that. And one thing I've seen very clearly over the decades is that, yes, some things kind of do kind of randomly happen in that sense. And this cult will think we can ride this wave to advance our agenda. But anything that is a opportunity to vastly advance that agenda is never random. It's always pre-ordained or pre-planned, pre-prepared. So you started to see the evidence emerge of Event 201, the Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab simulation, just weeks before they played what I say was another simulation, a simulation of a coronavirus pandemic. And if you look, and you can find it on the internet, at what was said and all that was contributed to that, it was preempting what actually happened. You can go back to a Rockefeller document in 2010 and see what happened in the COVID era described then. This was pre-planned. And so why? I said this in that first interview in March of 2020. the journey they want to take us to, or the journey they want to take us on, the outcome, which makes total sense of the last 2 years, is to create a society of total global control, 24/7 surveillance, and a structure that I call the Hunger Games Society, in which you have a tiny, tiny few globally at the top of the pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid is basically the rest of the population in deprivation, in poverty, and dependency upon the few at the top. And if you want to control people, make them dependent on you. And this Hunger Games Society, between those two points, the few and the many, I said they plan a vicious police, eventually police military state, to impose the will of the tiny few, the 1%, it's actually less, upon the population, and to stop the population challenging the 1%. And when you look at the last 2 years, that is precisely what has happened all over the world. You've seen decision-making even taken out of the political level, really, to a few insiders and not even elected politicians, but medical experts, they call them, scientists, psychologists overwhelmingly, have been driving this policy all over the world. And when you look at countries like Canada, Israel, Italy, Austria, that's now just announced mandatory imposition of this fake vaccination we can get into. Australia has been transformed from what they perceived was a free country into a fascist state. Extraordinary levels of tyranny.
Does it surprise you sometimes how quickly this had advanced in 2 years? You've been studying this for 30 years.
Well, this is a point, you see. The speed that it happened and always is equal to the speed of the acquiescence of the population to the tyranny.
So they're testing, seeing the feedback, and if they can push it, they push it.
Well, I said to you, I think in one of these interviews, this technique, they push the gate. Okay, any resistance? No. Walk through the gate, next gate, push that. Any resistance? Nope. And so it goes on. This is how the tyrannies happen, because fascism and tyranny is never imposed by the fascists and the tyrants. There's never enough of them. Right. It's imposed by the population acquiescing to the tyranny. Look at the mathematics. I mean, one of the good things about the COVID era is that, and I said this in one of those early interviews, it's brought this out of the shadows and put it on public display. You know, people say, oh, you know, this is happening, that's happening. Well, it's always been happening, but you've not seen it because it's been done from the shadows. But what the COVID era has done is bring this global cult into the room where we can basically see it and see its techniques. And this gives us a fantastic opportunity, because now more and more people can see it, to rid this world of this manipulation once and for all. Because you don't address something you can't see and are not aware of. More and more people are now. The point I was talking about there, however, is this speed of acquiescence equals the speed of tyranny. Because look at the maths. We're closing in on 8 billion people in the world, and the core of the core of the core of this global cult, you'd get into a single room. Add all the other levels of this, add all the gophers in administration and all the agents of the inner core, add all the police forces, add all the military, and you're still looking at a tiny number of people to impose this compared with the population they are imposing it upon. And therefore, they have to divide and rule the population. So we're fighting among ourselves. And in that de-unified state, we're not looking up and seeing the strings attached to one group who's fighting this group. This group has the same strings with the same hands attached to them. We're being divided and ruled, so we don't come together in unity and deal with this. So throughout this 2 years, you have seen mercilessly employed the four-letter word that is the whole foundation of human control and always has been, fear. Once you get people in fear, they look outside of themselves for something that will protect them from what they fear. And so in the early weeks into the spring of 2020, the fear card was played. And the fear was based on the unknown. This virus had come out of China. We saw pictures of all these bloody people collapsing in the street. Anyone seen anyone collapse in the street anywhere else from the same bloody virus?
No, I remember those videos.
Right. So what was that about? It was about terrifying the global population into acquiescence. And at that point in the spring of 2020, people were thinking, what's going on? There's people collapsing in the street. There's this virus. Oh, my God. So when, in unison, the politicians, puppets, came out and said, lockdown, lockdown, it's the only way, lockdown, social distancing, and all this stuff, people meekly went under house arrest. That's all it was, house arrest. I refused to, because they feared, in effect, the unknown. And two things have happened since. One is that a particular group of people, no matter the scale of provable repeating lies that they've been told and shown to be lies, no matter that, when the next lies are told, they believe them. And those people have gone deeper and deeper into the coma. They're the ones that just do what they're told without question. They hide. They put the face nappy on. They take whatever jabs they're told to have without even questioning what's in them.
And I've been surprised by what I thought were advanced, intelligent, open-minded people that have just completely scared and complied.
Yeah, and they did. So what you've got is three groups of people. Two of these groups have allowed this to unfold, and these two groups are responsible for every tyranny in human history. One is the group we're discussing. They do not question. They go into a state, and fear is part of the emotion that induces it. They go into an unconscious state where what comes in this repetition, fear, fear, fear. Go home, save lives, or you'll kill granny. And it becomes an unconscious action. People, I call them press enter people.
Press enter.
The data goes in, what the government says, and the press enter, and they just do it. Then there's the second group. The second group doesn't want to do it. There's loads and loads of people who have had this fake vaccine, not because they wanted it, but they thought it would allow them to go back to normal or save their job or whatever. I do understand that. But they don't want to do it, but they fear not doing it. So these are the two groups behind every tyranny in history. Those who do it without question, those that don't want to do it, but do it anyway because they fear not doing it. And that leaves group number three, which, halle bloody luya, in this 2 years has got bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's the group, and I call them renegade minds, that sees what's going on and will not cooperate with it.
Right. And while
these two groups are responsible for every tyranny in history being imposed simply through their acquiescence to the few, this is the group that's ended every tyranny in history because they will not acquiesce to the few, and eventually the momentum reaches a point where the tyranny falls.
And that group is growing and becoming more educated. From what you can see.
Well, you know, I hear people say, and I do completely understand it, why aren't more people waking up? Right? And I think, you should have been with me in 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, and so on. What is happening today is extraordinary. Because, you know, people say you predicted this and it's happened, you predicted that and it's happened. And my response is, yeah, but that wasn't the idea. The idea was to alert enough people to stop it happening. But you knew all along that it had to get so bad and so in people's faces that they couldn't ignore it anymore. Because who wants to face this stuff? Who wants to turn their life attention to it? They want to bring their kids up. They want to look after their families. They want to have a good time. Of course they do. They don't want to do that. And if they have a getaway car in the mind where they feel they don't have to address that, like, oh, yeah, it's just that Ike. It's just a theory. It's a conspiracy theory. Shut up. He's not what he's talking about. No, it never happened, all that stuff. But when it's here, and the COVID era has put it here, then you either do what the first two groups do or you address it because you've got no choice, really. And what's happened, despite all the censorship, which has been hysterical, and it's not been hysterical censorship because of the power of this cult, it's been hysterical censorship because of the weakness of this cult and the weakness of its narrative. The only way its narrative, ludicrous, could be defended is if those that were unraveling it were silenced. But despite all that, the information still got out there.
Yeah.
And people have got more and more streetwise about, A, what the agenda is, where the world's being taken, and crucially about the techniques that are used to take us there. And they're all psychological because the few cannot control the many physically. Impossible. They want to do that by connecting the population to AI. So AI becomes the human mind. Then they can do that. But up to that point, they can't. The only way the few can control the many, the vast many, is by controlling the perception of the many, which becomes the behavior of the many. And this is the stadium in which the whole damn conspiracy is played out. Human perception. You get human perception, you've got human behavior. What is collective human behavior? It's human society. Where does human perception come from? It comes from information received. So if you can control the information that people receive through censorship and through the education system, what laughably passes for it, and through all these sources of so-called information, you can impose that perception that suits you, which becomes the behavior, which becomes human society. So if we look at the what happened with so-called COVID, the perception was that there's a deadly virus and we're all in mortal danger. That perception led to people meekly going under house arrest without question. If you had a different perception, which is the one I had, then you thought, sod that, I'm not doing any of it. Because if you ask me to do moronic things and I do them, then I'm a freaking moron, and I'm not. So I didn't social distance. I didn't not go out because I was told I couldn't. I didn't wear a face nappy. I'll die first. I never even had that stupid bloody thing on your bloody head with your temperature. I won't do it. I will not play a part in my own enslavement and my children's enslavement. I will not do it. So I had a different perception. So my behavior was completely different. Why my perception was different? This is the stadium in which it's been played out. So what's happened in the last 2 years is the perceptions of vast and increasing numbers of people have changed. They have started to see the world is not controlled by the forces they thought that they were, like governments and prime ministers and presidents. And they've started to see the techniques of manipulation. They've started to see where we're being taken. And the result is that ever larger numbers of people are behaving differently because they're perceiving differently. And this is making it far, far harder for authority to sell its agenda. Because if you look at what's happened, particularly in England, where this rollback suddenly happened out of nowhere, in terms of, you will have noticed this, in terms of great numbers of people, the authorities have lost them. They're not frightened anymore.
Right.
Not only are they not frightened anymore, they have started to suss what's been going on. You've been lying to us to make us frightened, so we'll do what you want us to do. And what you want us to do is nothing to do with health. It's about imposing this ever-gathering imposition of tyranny. And when you lose people in terms of fear, it's very difficult, too, to get them back. And, you know, it's great what's just been announced in England,
which is the rolling back.